BBC London 94.9, the home of London sport.
Good morning, Penny. Thank you. Crystal Palace are searching for a new manager. Ian Holloway left the club by mutual consent, saying the side didn't keep the spirit that got them promotion to the Premier League last season. Former Stoke manager Tony Pulis is the favourite to take over. Eagles co-chairman Steve Parish will now begin the search for what he says is someone with more experience at Premier League level.
You know, it's kind of becoming a Abramovich-esque, the way we go through managers at Crystal Palace, but it's not our intention, and these are the days that you've got to try and perform. You know, this is, I've got to try and perform now. You know, I've got to try and find the right person. Did it last time. Unfortunately, it's not lasted as long as I would have liked, but yeah, that's the job now that needs doing.
Emmanuel Adebayor could make his first Tottenham appearance of the season in their Europa League meeting with FC Sheriff in Moldova tonight. Aaron Lennon could return from a foot injury. Carl Walker, Andros Townsend and midfielder Paulinho have all been rested. Another Premier League player has been subjected to alleged racist abuse playing on the continent. Manchester City are lodging an official complaint to UEFA after Yaya Toure says he had monkey chants directed at him by CSKA Moscow fans in their Champions League win last night. Meanwhile, Manchester United remain top of their Champions League group, beating Real Sociedad 1-0. Brentford are offering fans to pay what they can this Saturday when they entertain Shrewsbury after the success of the scheme last year. Half of everything that people pay over £5 also goes to charity. Brentford chief executive Mark Devlin saying it's a way the club can connect with many more fans than a usual week.
It's a way of trying to fill the home areas of the ground. Groups of people to come that either are lapsed fans, brand new fans who can't come for financial reasons. And if they can afford to pay more than £5, then they're also doing their little bit for Sport Relief Charity as well.
Chris Robshaw has been reinstated as England's captain for their autumn internationals. Tom Wood led the side over the summer, while Robshaw himself was rested, having missed out on the Lions tour.
As a captain, you want to make sure you earn your spot first and foremost. I think it's hard to respect a captain potentially if players don't think he should be in the team. And that is something very important, and you've got to make sure you put in the work on the training pitch and off the field and come game time, of course.
In cricket, England captain Alistair Cook says he and his fellow top-order batsmen must find their form if they're to retain the Ashes in Australia. Himself, Joe Root and number 3 Jonathan Trott struggled in this summer's 3-0 series win. England arrive in Australia on Friday with the first test beginning on November 21st. Meanwhile, commentator and former Australia captain Richie Beno is recovering in hospital after being involved in a car crash in Sydney. And Serena Williams has recorded her second victory of the week at the WTA season-ending championships, but world number 2 Victoria Azarenka was beaten by Elena Yankovic.
Call 020 722 4200.